first and foremost, there was a need, I guess, for the community to have a, I guess, a low cost but high quality service there. And then second is to be able to provide a practicum experience for our students. So rather than sending them off to external providers, they can come and do their practicum with me.
And I think it's a great way, I guess, of melding two kinds of people, the students that need to get that advice and that learning, and the people that need the expertise. And you're obviously going to be guiding them through the whole process. So when people go there, they're safe, obviously.
Oh, most definitely. So there's myself and a couple of other lecturers who are qualified exercise physiologists. So between us, we'll be supervising first year through to fourth year students. And yeah, just to be able to provide them with experience in a, you know, variety of different populations, from children through to teenagers, adults, people with chronic diseases like heart disease or lung conditions, to be able to give them the experience to learn what a real life clinic would be, and to be able to do it in the, I guess, the comfort of the university. And to give them that confidence before they go out and do their prac elsewhere.
So what kind of, if I'm a person and I'm suffering from an illness or an injury, what kind of range of injury or illness should I be, I guess, thinking, okay, that's suitable to go to your new clinic?
We welcome anyone and everyone. So you can have, you know, be a high risk. So that's what we call people with high blood pressure or high cholesterol. Maybe they've got risk factors in terms of, you know, might be a family history of diabetes or heart disease. You can certainly come and see us for some advice. But then we also see those people with chronic health conditions. So if you've had cancer, dementia, physical injuries, so if you've got chronic back pain.
So short and long term.
Short and long term, yeah.
And with it being new, it's obviously state of the art.
We'd love to say it is state-of-the-art. Yeah, most definitely. The clinic, yeah, we're still, you know, setting it up.
Of course.
As we grow, we'd hope that we'd be able to get more and more state-of-the-art equipment. But we've got the basics of what we need to get started. And I guess, yeah, with future research projects, we should be able to add to the equipment we've already got.
And regardless, I guess, of the equipment being the multi-million-dollar equipment, the knowledge is state-of-the-art. That's what's important.
That's right. So we've got, I couldn't tell you the number of years experience, but definitely most of us who are exercise physiologists have over 20 years clinical experience.
Yes.
So the students are very much getting the up-to-date, you know, most experienced and most,
getting all your experience,
aren't they? That's it.
Your expertise.
Being able to, the expertise to be able to show them, you know, and having real life experience too, I think helps. Yep.
So is it probably the closest centre that people can go to for low cost or / affordable healthcare in the whole Ipswich kind of area?
Yep, we're extending it, you know, up to Toowoomba and Springfield as well. So if people can get down to Ipswich, most certainly they can. There is the provision that maybe down the track we'll be able to offer some services off-site, go to, you know, particular locations. Maybe there's a non-for-profit organisation who wants us to run a specific program for their group of people. Then that's something we can definitely consider down the track. But to start with, we're just going to have everyone come to the clinic.
And obviously, we're talking about the people that are sick or injured. It's not just a boon for them. It's a boon for students and for your university.
Yeah. So the clinic's open to staff and students as well. So we're not just open to the community. So we're hoping that, you know, by opening up to everyone, you know, and as I said, you don't have to be ill to come along. If you just want to come and get some specific advice, you know, especially, you know, if you've got a sporting injury, we've got sports scientists on staff as well who can advise people on, you know, how to get back to sport as well.
Yeah, so even a sprained ankle is worth coming in and having a talk about.
Most definitely. Yeah.
And for the students, not even the students and staff that are injured, just for their learning capabilities, that must be a huge draw for the university to say, come to our university. You're going to get that experience of a whole centre set up for your learning.
Well, that's right. And as I said before, students, by having a clinic on site, means that they will get, you know, experience of what it would be like in real life to go and work in a clinic. So we're actually preparing them not just in their clinical skills but their administrative skills. So, you know, how to take, you know, write a case note, how to welcome clients to the door, how to process payments, how to file,
Yeah.
How to write reports, because, you know.
Report writing. And no referrals. It's a big deal when you think about a lot of... It's another hurdle to get through getting a referral to go somewhere. So the fact that you guys are doing no referrals, it's a great thing.
Yeah, that's right. So if people, you know, don't want to go to their GP or specialist to get a referral, they just want to come and see someone, they can do that as well. But we also welcome, you know, referrals if, you know, they feel they want to get the support from their doctor.
And if I want to find out more, what can I do? Can I come on down?
You can come on down. We're open Monday, Tuesdays, Thursdays and Fridays, usually from around 8 till 4, but you can send an email to sports and exercise at usq.edu.au. Or we've got a web page coming up onto the USQ website, so you could just Google that, I guess.
Well, what we'll do is, John, you've been busy taking snaps and pictures of our interview today, so underneath we'll tag the website and the phone number and the address and all things like that, won't we, John?
Of course we will, yeah.
Yeah, and we welcome inquiries. If people aren't 100% sure if it's what they need, they're most welcome to give us a call.
It's going
to
be a really great open day when you have your open days up there.
Yes,
to have that facility 23rd open.
Of July.
Yeah, really cool. John, I'm keen. We should go down there on the open day.
Oh, we will. What broadcast day? Is it a Tuesday?
It's a Monday afternoon.
It's a Monday afternoon. Oh, that counts, I say.
But well, we can go there. Then Tuesday morning we can talk about it. How successful it was.
We can take a tape recorder and...
You could.
Or whatever they're called now. Digital recorder.
Yeah. Like we are, a digital DAB.
And
plus
do some interviews, there.
Yes, we could.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
That's quite all right. It's been interesting. I'm impressed you knew so much about it there, Ben.
Of course, the ideas start flowing and Miranda, when you start talking, you're so passionate. It's obvious.
So watch for your photo. It's coming up on social media. It will be everywhere. It's going around the world as we speak.
Trust me, when John takes so many photos, you don't care what side it gets of you.
I'm a terrible person.
Our left side.
Right, Miranda Leverett from USQ Ipswich Campus, and she's been speaking to us this morning, on mornings, 21 past 11.